democracy. We all agree with that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't agree with that.
Democracy,
I don't agree with that.
Going to the polls, and that's your vote.
All right.
Would you?
I carry on.
Yeah. Would you agree with that? That is that the reckoning? I'm not going to disagree with you on that. I think that's part of democracy. But I think where our strongest vote is, and because it's not just democracy, it's a capitalist democracy. And the way capitalism has been flourishing recently, I'd always be, you know, just now and again, having no interest in the business sections of papers, I'd open them, and you'd see all the wording. It was aggressive takeover and all this kind of stuff, and it was just exactly like reading history books from years previous, where kingdoms were moving into other kingdoms, forcing them out, imposing their laws, etc., etc., etc. So exactly what's happening in the business world are the same thing that happened in kingdoms long ago. And where you have power over who you're going to... Where you have the power of democracy in a capitalist society is in your pocket. It's your euro. Every single time you spend some money, you're giving somebody else power. And I just took a huge revelation. I got this book, and if anyone, I'll just read it. It was a fiver. It's a fucking great book. Now, of course, it's a good shopping book. This comes with an attitude in that everyone who shops, who buys this book, will want to kind of do things green. We'll want the world to be a better place. So they're giving you a whole load of list of guidelines as to who's destroying the environment, or who gets a low rating in the environment, who gets a high red rating in supporting kind of oppressive regimes, who's good with green ideas. I mean, you know, it makes sense to have these ideals, but to actually put them into practice, it's fucking difficult. I mean, there I was today out in B&Q, not having a fucking clue, trying to buy stuff for a new house that we're buying, and you're kind of going, I don't know anything about this stuff. And this book is fucking Bible. Now, it's based in England, but it's amazing. here we go, paint. They've even named the paint. What's a good paint to buy? And then you get the green paints, and you go, fucking excellent, right? And they go, yeah, it's 5 times more expensive. So where's your ideals then? You're kind of going, okay, you know, I'll drop down to the cheap paint, which is probably produced in China, and there's some 5-year-old inhaling these fucking toxic fumes all day. And I kind of go, well, this is fucking cheap, you know. But I don't know exactly where it comes from. And there's it's the awareness in the capitalist society. And it's the power that you have to have that awareness, and then to whom you want to give that money to. And that's where your vote is. That's where I'm just fucking realising this more and more. That this is exactly who you're empowering. Putting Fianna Fáil in government only empowers Fianna Fáil and a few of their mates. Every time you buy something, if you buy something from this lad here, and, you know, he's charging $2.50 for a coffee and they're charging you $1.50 in Centra, you're going to... In a way, you have to weigh it up, don't you? You're kind of going, Centra, I don't know if they're fucking engaging in bad practice, but they're giving me cheaper coffee. Maybe the coffee in there comes from fucking Colombia. Maybe it's definitely not fair trade. I'd rather buy fair trade, but the fair trade coffee they were selling up in Beauties was fucking piss. Yeah. You know, I mean, they're all minor issues. These buying a bun, buying a newspaper, but it's not that minor at all. Because as I outlined, what you're doing is you're giving power to huge conglomerates every time you pay into them. And that's why I remember 10 years ago, everyone was kind of going, Nestle are the devil. And they fucking, they're still thriving. They just buy up companies all the time. And you have to keep up with them. It's like trying to keep up with mushroom spawning. But you have to kind of go, all right, that's Nestle. I'm not going to shop there.
Yeah, mushrooms.
Same, similar things like fucking Shell. Only 10, 15 years ago, they had some Nigerian poet shot because he was standing up against Shell's kind of digging. And they come down and they nearly do the exact same thing in Ireland. They have the same the same practices in Ireland. And there I am fucking going down the highway, fucking burning fossil fuels. And I go, fuck up, no fucking no fuel left from Shell. What do you do, you know? So it's a balancing act, really. In order to try and fucking empower people you'd like to be in power, you know, and not empower the other people, which are... Give us one company.
And Starbucks.
I'll just,
Starbucks.
Starbucks, coffee, okay.
Bastards,
now, when I was in America, touring around there, you'd go into Starbucks and they would boast about how green and how environmental they were and how
alternative.
What do you tell us while I'm looking up this, what do you know about Starbucks?
Well, they've got an aggressive marketing policy. They've moved in onto Dame Street up there. Basically, what it is part and parcel of the policy to come into areas and try and close down local independent shops like people
well,
over
sure,
here.
Well, Bewley's tried to do it and they collapsed.
Well, I know, but Bewley's was crap anyway.
Yeah, but Bewley's is Irish. I mean, Bewley's is Irish and they tried to do exactly what Starbucks are doing and they nearly
well,
called
I tell you about that's aggressive business. That's exactly what Guinness did.
Survival of the
in Dublin, maybe 100 years ago, there was 50, not even 100, in the 50s, you know? There was about 50 different types of stout. Guinness has shut them all down. And now we're proud Guinness drinkers. You know, it's kind of foolish, isn't it? Here we go. Yeah, we're fucking Irish, we drink Guinness. And it's owned by Diageo now. But so that's one thing Starbucks do, but that seems
well, you could go to Murphy's, couldn't you?
Well, they're owned by someone else, so I drink Beamish. That's
all right,
Irish.
Well, you can go to Beamish,
and it's cheaper as well.
Right.
They're cheapskate. Nice if it's stuff, Irish and cheap, I'll buy it.
What? Nice. But will Beamish get into Croke Park?
You're sick of it. Someone find me coffee.
Will Beamish get into Croke Park?
What?
Will Beamish get into Croke Park?
No. You have to have buying power. Guinness is buy pubs, and they say, right, you know, you're gonna sell Guinness. It's like the fucking mafia. They go in and go. Right, we'll give you Guinness really cheap, and we'll give you everything else we sell really make.
He said anything.
And then you have Guinness pubs, and you have like Murphy's. All you can get is Murphy's and Heineken. That's because Heineken bought it, or is it Heineken bought it? But again, it's like if you have no fucking choice, if it's only Guinness and Heineken, your power, the power you have in your spend, is going right over to these people. And that's just one major thing I think anyone and everyone should become aware of. Is become aware of who you're giving power to all the time. Every time you spend, you're giving power. Every time you pass through a toll road, you're giving power to the national toll roads. You're giving power for them to say it's okay for the government to buy private land, to impose. What they do is they impose the compulsory purchase on farmers' land. They say right, compulsory purchase, coffee, and then they sell this land to a private company. Now that's kind of fucked up, isn't it? The government compulsory purchases something which is supposed to be good for the country, and then they sell that monopoly off to some private company. Now I'm going out there because it's up in Leitrim. I'm going to be moving.
Go Heffron or go Leitrim?
Toll bridges.
I'm driving up, and I think you know there's the old road through Kinnegad. And I'm driving. Where the fuck is this turn off anyway? Next thing, I'm paying a toll.
Yeah.
I was kind of going. At what point, you know? So anyway, I have to learn the other way. There is a trick, though, and there's not enough cars on this toll road. There is a trick, and I've done it, and they can't prosecute you for it. Isn't that the wonderful thing? There was a thing in the Irish Times about 4 or 5 months ago saying that they cannot prosecute people who break the toll bridges. Fucking hallelujah. There is enough time. If you got the adrenaline and the gumption and the fuck users cunts to just drive behind someone else as they take off, just drive behind them. Bang. Now and again the thing comes out.
That's tailgating. Is that called tailgating?
Tailgating at the boot. They can't take you to prison. Isn't that wonderful? They can't. It's not. You're not stealing anything. In fact, the opposite is true. They're stealing off you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you paid for that road.
Absolutely.
The government bought it with your fucking money. My money, your money.
Seamus Brennan.
He bought all of that, right?
Who bought him?
Antel says someone, here, listen, charge these lads for what they bought. Fucking Egypt's.
NRA, you know, National Road
here,
Association.
Fucking Egypt's. The Irish, of course. Fucking paying for a toll road. The thing that came out recently with the M3 was that they said it's the cheapest for this stretch of road. It's the cheapest in Europe. But what they forgot to tell you that in the rest of Europe they don't pay road tax. So not only are you paying for it once, twice, you're paying for it three times. You're paying for these roads through road tax. You're paying them because the fucking government bought the land, and then you're paying for them for your daily use.
Why do we need extra roads?
Well, because they're not willing to build fucking trains. And because poor bastards are stuck in traffic. Okay, tea and coffee, let me read you a quick thing about fair trading. The world of tea and coffee shows us how the more ethical markets of the future will evolve. Although consumer vigilance will always be vital to maintain and improve the gains, some of the big food companies are still peddling false claims about fair trading. I saw that. You see Rob Roberts tea, and next to Rob Roberts, see Rob Roberts fair trade tea. You're kind of going, hey, they must be taking the piss. But do they have one firm where they fucking employ all these 17-year-olds or 7-year-olds and fucking whip them? You know, get that fucking thing going. And next door they have all their own sons, you know, who aren't going to college, say, listen, pick a few of those teams there, will you? Nice one. You know, we're saying, I'm going to give you a fucking a grand. But just these lads are going to do all the work, you know, or else when these young lads are on overtime, they call it fair trade. I mean, Rob Roberts, fair trade. I'm not fair trade. Yeah, I know. It's like John West with dolphin-friendly tuna here, and, you know, the other one isn't obviously friendly. But so that was the key criteria that decide whether a brand of theirs deserves a fair trademark include the following: collective bargaining and representation for workers, good basic wages or purchase prices, welfare provisions, health and safety, good environmental practices, long-term trading relationships based on continuity and mutual advantage. See, we don't grow tea and coffee here, so we don't know what goes on in Colombia or in India. But give us a brand name. We have a load here, and we don't have the Irish ones, do we? No, because this was based in England, a lot of it. So Clipper tea. I don't know if you like the flavour of it. You don't get it here anyway. But that gets all green. They get the green light everywhere. For environmental reporting, they got top rating. Pollution, nuclear power, other animal testing, factory farming, other animal rights, oppressive regimes, workers' rights, code of conduct, irresponsible marketing arrangements, genetic engineering, boycott coal and political donations. That's some fucking amount of criteria to carry around in your pocket. It's great. But, you know, in order for anyone... we don't even have any of this for when we're deciding on who we vote for. I mean, what's the criteria? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 24, 15. Imagine if we had 15 different criteria on who we voted for. It'd be amazing. Most people say, he looks all right, he's a decent fella. You know, he got a job for Michael down the road. Grand, we'll give him the vote. At least the other shithead won't get in. But, you know, that's how we generally do politics in Ireland, and then you get loads of kind of dodgy, kind of, you know, slurring politics, fucking college politics like McDowell is at. They're all evil. Run to the hills and I'll save you. That's kind of, you know, real dodgy college politics that comes out from McDowell's garden anyway. But, so anyway, that's amazing. You got 15 criteria in which to assess any brand that you're picking by. Oh, I didn't know any of this shit. It's great. Actually, you know who's worse is PG Tips. Irresponsible marketing. Remember all those poor fucking monkeys who are probably whipped into kind of go and you know, forced to wear clothes that they wouldn't normally. But they fuck up on loads of things.
Well, Rossa, there's an important point here. In a supermarket, for instance, there's no democracy. You can't put anything in a box that suggests what they should get. So when you walk into Tesco, for instance, and they've got 30% of the retail in Ireland. You walk into Tesco, and you're only got what's in front of you. You don't have a great choice in there.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
You might not be able to choose ethical.
Irish goods, like that people buying Irish has gone out the fucking window. You know, when we joined, when we got further integrated, I think it was after the Maastricht. You know what the Maastricht Treaty said, or the EU government, they said, you're not allowed to have the guaranteed Irish sign on any product anymore. And I used to help out and do kind of go into shops and say buy Irish, you know, as part of the young Irelanders. You'd go in, you'd set up and you'd say, these are Irish products, I want a job when I leave school, please buy Irish. And of course, as soon as I got out of school, I went to the Dáil. But at least I was saying, you know, people who are in Ireland, it would be better that they be employed in Ireland and not be sent away. You know, and as soon as, you know, an EU comes in, it's like, you're not allowed to promote your own products anymore, that's it. Screw guaranteed Irish. And then you go into all these shops and it's like, oh yeah, there's a load of tomatoes, grand, no butter. Where are they from? Israel, where the fuck, like, you know? They're growing them just up the fucking road. I mean, you know, constantly, all the time. They must be cheaper to grow in Dublin than they are in Israel, but forever, right? You know, you're just getting stuff from all over them. Why? Why are we eating stuff that comes from another country? You know, that's the whole idea of macrobiotics, isn't it? Where they're, you know, they take a bit too seriously, I think, where, you know, you eat only what's in season. You know, what the fuck grows in this, unless it's in a glass house? But, but yeah, if you eat what's local, I mean, the whole idea, you know, everyone's walking around with, not everyone, but people have, you know, sinus problems when the summer comes along. And the way of beating hay fever is to eat local honey. But you go into a shop and you'll get fucking honey from, you know, from Romania, you'll get honey from Australia, but there's no beekeepers anymore being employed in local areas, and so you have huge rates of all these people buying antihistamines instead of local honey. Which anyway, but that's just my point today is, on top of a million points I make, is the power that everybody has and to use it and exercise it, and that's it. It's a democratic capitalism. It's what we're in at the moment. It's not what I'd want to be in. I'd rather it be a socialist democracy, but it's not. And the only way to give power to the people that you would like to empower, whether it be Shell, if you like to do that, well, know that, and don't just do it kind of willy-nilly. Don't go in unaware. But, you know, have the awareness of what you're buying. List off a bunch of criteria and use it. Anyway, Gramila Margaret.
That's your order.
Oh, sure, yeah. Do you want to get up and say something?
No, I'm not saying.
I'm not sure if I've been asked to do something.